I want to go over to 2 Corinthians, familiar passage. Second Corinthians chapter number 4. Chapter number 4, starting at verse number 3 through 6. And then we're going to go over to Isaiah chapter number 5. All right. All right. So let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, starting at 3. It says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid unto them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, or the self-existent one, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Isaiah chapter number 5, and we're going to look at 5 and verse, starting at verse number 20, I believe. "Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter." All right? Now, looking at these two different passages, it is not the desire of Jesus for you and I to be lost or without understanding. Only one seeks to make sure that you miss Jesus and lack understanding. Scripture says he's the God of this world, Satan. Satan is the God of this world. And the scripture says he desires to blind our minds. As I said on this morning, you thank the Lord for the mind to want to do right. You thank the Lord for the mind to want to live right. You thank the mind to want to be saved. You got a mind to want to be saved, you're blessed. Because that means you're fighting against Satan. When you have a mind to want to be saved, you're blessed. Because you're fighting against Satan. Satan does not want you or anyone else to be saved. One writer, John, I believe, 10:10, says the thief cometh not but for to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That devil doesn't want you to be saved. He wants you to be destroyed. He wants to take from you, steal, he wants to kill you, and then he wants to utterly destroy you, meaning put you in a position where you have no opportunity to be saved. And these are the things you have to keep before yourself. As we were saying on Wednesday night, it's only two headships that are out there. It's either Jesus or Satan. Either I'm doing what Jesus is telling me to do, or I'm obedient to Satan. There is no middle ground. The enemy would love to make you and anyone else think that there is a gray area in life. But there is no gray area. Either you're doing what is right or you're doing what is wrong. Either your life pleases Jesus or your life pleases Satan. Right? That's truth. That's why Jesus gave Paul this mind to write this. He says, "But if the gospel is hid," you know what the gospel is. That's the message of Jesus. That's everything about Jesus. You have his whole life. That is what the gospel is, from his birth all the way to the promised return. That's what you have, a gospel according to Matthew, a gospel according to Mark, a gospel according to Luke, and then you have a gospel according to John. But all four of those gospel writers are telling you everything about Jesus. Now, the unique thing about John's writing, Matthew and Luke, they focus really primarily on his birth. But Mark really kind of starts off with Jesus already being 30-something years old. But then when you get John's gospel, John doesn't focus on his birth. John's gospel goes all the way back to the creation. John's gospel says, in the beginning was the Word, right? Yeah. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made, right? Yeah. John, what is that? That was 1 and 3, right? Then you get to 1 and 4. It says, in him was what? Life. And the life was the what? So when we're talking about life, life equals light. Everybody understand that? Life, L-I-F-E, equals light, L-I-G-H-T. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Right? Next verse. That's true. Now, Jesus is giving humanity an opportunity to come out of the darkness. Darkness is sin. Sin is the thing that separates you from life. Jesus wants you to live, but sin wants you to die. Remember, the wage of sin is what? Death. Sin wants you to die. So you realize sin is nothing more than a tool orchestrated by Satan himself. Sin is a tool that Satan used to destroy humanity. That's the truth. Sin is a tool that Satan used to destroy humanity because he knew that Jesus cannot stand the presence of sin. Couldn't stand the presence of sin in Lucifer when he had transgressed way back in the heavens. Scripture says that iniquity was found in his heart. Iniquity is nothing more than sin. So that desire to be more than what you are, the desire to be filled with pride, that's the truth. That's why the one writer said there ain't nothing out there in that world but the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. All of that is sin. So sin is just a tool that Satan uses to destroy humanity. When you're reading about, he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. You should be asking yourself, how is he going to do this? He is going to do it by way of sin. If he can just get you and I to stay in sin, he knows we will never meet Jesus' approval. I don't care what we do and how long we do it. As long as sin is on your account, as long as sin is in your life, Jesus cannot do anything with you. That's the truth. That's the truth. He can't do anything with you as long as in you and your sin. That's why he came. Somebody say, why did the Lord come? He came to get you out of sin. He came to make a way for humanity to get out of sin. She shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall do what? Save. Jesus shall save his people from their sins. So that means the devil has a tool to destroy you, but Jesus has a way to get you out of it. Huh? That's the truth. Jesus got a way to get you out of sin so that the devil won't be able to do what he want to do. That's why Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Huh? That's our theme for this year. I am come that you might have life. And that you might have it what? More? See, the devil don't want you to live. He don't want you to live. The devil wants you to die. He wants you to be so focused on death that you miss the blessings of living. That's the truth. He doesn't want you to realize, hey, this may be going on in my life, but I'm breathing. As long as I'm breathing, I've got everything I need to give the Lord what he is due, right? That's the truth. Devil don't want you to pay attention to those simplistic things of life. You don't say, well, I'm all by myself. No, you're not. You got Jesus. You say, well, no, you know, you don't understand. I'm lonely. Well, you got Jesus. Jesus is going to be your best friend. Jesus will be greater than you than anyone else in your life. He's going to be greater than your mama. He's going to be greater than your daddy. He's going to be greater than all your sisters and your brothers. Jesus said, mother and father will forsake you. Mother and father will leave you. Death will take them away from you. But Jesus said, I will be with you always. Now, who better than that? You can't find nobody better than Jesus. Somebody that say he'll be with you always. In other words, regardless of what your situation is or circumstances, Jesus has promised to be with you always, right? That's the truth. So he said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it, what, more abundantly. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to steal life from you. He just doesn't want you to live. Jesus said, in him was life, and the life was the what? The light of men? Huh? That's the truth. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Said, but if the gospel is hid unto them that are what? Lost. In whom the God of this world, what did he do? He blinded the minds of them that do what? That let me know, how does he blind our minds? He uses darkness. He uses sin to blind our minds. If he could just get sin on your thoughts, if he can just keep sin in front of your face, if he can just keep sin ringing in your ears, he's accomplishing his goal. Why? Because his goal is to blind your mind, right? That's the truth. He wants you to focus on everything but what you should be focusing on. Even when you're in the household of faith, even when you're in the midst of life, if the devil could just keep your mind blinded, he's accomplished his goal, right? But it's up to you to say, Lord, I don't want the devil to blind my mind. I want to clearly see what you have for me, right? I want to clearly see what the Lord has in store for me. And he, what does he have for me? He's got the gospel for me. Huh? That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of who Jesus is. I thank the Lord for opening up my understanding for me to know that Jesus Christ is God. He didn't become God. He wasn't a representation of God, but he is God himself. Jesus said, when you seen me, you seen the Father. I am the image of the invisible God, right? I am God manifested in the flesh. Huh? That's the truth. That's why it says in him was life. In Jesus was life. Thank the Lord he gave us several examples of that when he walked on this earth. Many people were plagued by death. Huh? Whether they couldn't walk, whether they couldn't see, whether they couldn't hear, whether they couldn't talk, whether their mind was messed up. They were plagued by death. Isn't that something? Those are stuff we all deal with today. Devil be afflicting your body. He puts all kind of diseases on you. Huh? Puts afflictions inside of you. Huh? He messes up folks' relationships. You can't even get along with your brothers and your sisters. Realizing the scripture said, from one blood has he made us all. Why do we deal so treacherously one with another? Well, you can identify the reason because of sin. That devil is blinding your mind to let you think you can do better without Jesus. And you can't do nothing without the Lord. In him we live, we move, we exist because of Jesus. There would be no human on the earth unless the Lord gave the human life. Scripture says he lighted every man that comes into this world. Do you realize that babies being born right now, that Jesus is giving them life? Jesus is giving them life. They couldn't live without Jesus. Yet there's someone else in the earth that is being overcome by death. They didn't take advantage of life. Huh? They're being overcome by death. Huh? The great judge calls them. The giver of life calls them. And the scripture says, you're going to answer. You can reject Jesus' word all your life, but that is one word you will not reject. Because the scripture says, when he calls, you are going to answer. And when you answer, you're going to have to give an account for what you have done in this body, whether it's good or evil. You can let that devil mess your mind up and call evil good and call good evil. But one day you're going to come before a righteous judge who's going to judge you by the standards of righteousness, right? That's true. No gray areas with Jesus. Either you doing it the way he say doing it or you're not. Huh? There ain't no gray areas with Jesus. I tell y'all all the day, we the one create these gray areas. We say within our lives, we can do this, we can do that. That's a gray area. Because what does Jesus say in his word? His word is not to be compromised. His word is not to be negotiated. Huh? What he says, he means. Huh? And he expects you to perform what he has declared in his word. Huh? That's the truth, saints. He expects you to perform what he has declared in his word. He has an expectation for you. If he tells you to repent, he means for you to do just that. He doesn't mean for you to say, I need to go to this program. I need to go to that program. I need this therapist. Jesus says, no, you need to stop sinning. When you realize there's something wrong, you need to say, no, I cannot do this, right? Ever made up mind, I'm just not going to do it. Not going to do it because the Lord said not to do it. I'm not going to do it because one day I'm going to stand before the Lord by myself. And I know he's going to judge me by the standard of righteousness. And either I'm doing what he say do or I'm not. Huh? That's true. One man can't serve two masters. He either love one or he'll hate the other. Either you're doing what Jesus say do or you're not. Right? And if you ain't doing what the Lord tell you to do, that's why he gave you that word repent. That word repent means to stop the wrong. Stop the wrong and start doing what's right. Huh? Come on. The Lord give you a day. He said, well, this kind of the Lord woke me up this morning. Huh? He woke you up. Script said for you to see brand new mercy. Huh? Day you've never seen before. Day you will never see this day again. But the question is, what are you going to do with the day? Are you going to use this day to find ways to do more sin? Are you going to find a way to stop sin? Are you going to find a way to stop sin in its tracks? Are you going to make a declaration personal within yourself that today is going to be the end of that thing, right? That's true. No more. No more will I be plagued by it. No more will I be fooled by it. That's all it is. It's the devil is just fooling you. He's doing to you the same thing he did to Eve. In that garden, Eve learned that the Lord is not going to compromise his word. He told her, the day that you eat of that fruit, thou shalt surely die. Huh? I don't care how much she cried. I don't care how much they blamed Satan. I don't care how much they blame one another. When they ate that fruit, they died. Huh? Then let me know the Lord don't compromise with his word. If he didn't compromise with his word with the first man and woman, what makes you think you're going to get by? He didn't let them get by. He's not going to let you get by. Huh? And he gave us a remedy for this tool of Satan. He gave us a way to resolve this tool of Satan. Huh? How to fix this tool of Satan. How to become empowered. Huh? Oh, yeah. He gave you power to overcome this tool of Satan. Huh? Come on. Go over to 1 John. Really quick. 1 John. Chapter number five, he gave us a tool on how to resolve and overcome this tool of Satan. Sin is a tool of Satan trying to get you to die, trying to get you to lose, trying to get you to be destroyed. But Jesus gave you a remedy. He gave you a way to fix this tool that Satan has put in your life. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, death passed upon who? All men. For that all have done what? Come on, all of us got this tool in us. This little tool, this little advantage for Satan. It's a disadvantage for us, but it's an advantage for Satan. Huh? And he just draws off of that advantage. He tries his best every day to draw off of that advantage. Why? Because he knows as long as you got sin in your life, your mind is going to be blinded. Blinded to what? To truth. To reality. That the wage of sin is death, right? Huh? But thank the Lord for 1 John 5 and 1. 1 John 5 and 1 says what? Don't you want to fall in line with that? 1 John 5 and 1. I want to fall in line with that. That means I could have been a prostitute. Huh? I could have been a drunk. I could have been a drug addict. I could have been a drug dealer. Huh? I could cut up and act a fool. But Jesus says, whosoever. Huh? Come on. That's why we need to remember this. We be so quick to look down on folk when they come into the church, when we walk by them day in and day out. But you realize and the Lord is only showing you who you were. Huh? When you see them, you're seeing who you were. But Paul says, thanks be unto God for this unspeakable gift. He gave me a gift when he gave me the ability to get out of sin, right? He gave me a gift. Something I didn't deserve. Something I don't earn. It's a gift. Huh? Don't you know salvation is a gift? Huh? Being saved is a gift. Huh? Nobody but the devil make you mad because you got to repent. You ought to thank the Lord you got to repent. I thank the Lord for the door of repentance. Huh? I thank the Lord for the door to be able to say, Jesus, I'm wrong. Help me get myself right. Huh? Jesus, I'm dirty. You're the only one that can clean me up. Jesus, I made a mistake. Please correct me, right? I thank the Lord for the door of repentance. Huh? We ought to walk through that door with gladness. Huh? We ought to walk through the door of repentance with gladness. Realizing there were so many people around us, so many people before us that had the same opportunity, but they turned a deaf ear to it. Huh? And one writer said, woe to you. Woe to you. Ain't no blessing in store for you. Woe to you when you call good evil and evil good, right? Woe to you, huh? When you call darkness light and light darkness. Woe to you when you call sweet bitter and bitter sweet. Huh? Nobody but the devil will make you think that the name of Jesus is wrong, that the name of Jesus is you losing, is that the name of Jesus is bitter. It's only bitter when you're wrong. And it's only bitter when you don't want to be right. But the name to the soul that wants to be saved is sweet. That name is soothing. To that soul that wants comfort, to that mind that wants to be regulated, that name is sweet, right? Name of Jesus is sweet. Name of Jesus is sweet. Oh, yeah, the name of Jesus, it cures everything. The name of Jesus cures everything. There's nothing in this earth that the name of Jesus won't cure. Your heart is broken, the name of Jesus will sew it right back up. Name of Jesus will do that. Your eyes are fuzzy and gray and foggy. Name of Jesus will lift that fog. Name of Jesus, remove all that grayness so that you can clearly see what's right before you. You say, oh, Scott, I can't hear you. What you're saying is not making sense. But the name of Jesus will get right up in there and take all the wax away from your eardrum. And it'll be like a little rhythm all in your ears, right? Name of Jesus will calm your mind. Got all them voices, all them feelings. The name of Jesus will calm your mind. Name of Jesus will give you a mind to put some clothes on. When the devil telling you to take it off, the name will say, cover it up. And it'll allow you to sit at the feet of Jesus
in your right mind, right? Ain't none of the name won't cure. Huh? When death is hovering over you. You heard the testimony of mother this morning. She said she's in her mind, according to the way she was living, she should be dead. Huh? She thought it was going to be over for her at 50. Huh? I thank the Lord for the name of Jesus. Because if it was over for her at 50, I would have never known her. Huh? Yeah, I probably wouldn't have never known mother. If it was over for her at 50, I never would have been able to hear her praise Jesus. I never would have been able to see her on her knees crying out to Jesus. I never would have been able to see the results of a prayer life, of an effective, effectual prayer life, a fervent, heated prayer life, a life that is full of passion, a life that's full of compassion. Why not for just your soul, but for the souls of others? When you look at her children, they are here because she cried out for them, right? I didn't know who you were, but she knew you, right? Huh? Now, none of that would have happened if it would have been over for her at 50. Huh? But something about the name of Jesus will turn your life around. It'll give your life purpose. It'll give your life meaning. Huh? That's how you got to know when the devil's trying to work on your mind. When he tries to make you think you have no more purpose. You just look back over your life and say, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know how to get a prayer through, right? I know how to get a prayer through. Huh? How you know how to get a prayer through? Jesus don't hear you. Yes, he does. He's heard me down through the years. Huh? He's heard me down through the years. That's true. Devil was trying to steal you, kill you, and destroy you. But just that one sincere prayer. What one sincere prayer? Jesus, help me. Huh? Don't devalue that. Jesus, help me. Huh? That's all you got to do is just say, Jesus, help me. Huh? You know you want to do right? Jesus, help me. And I mean, don't you stop crying till the Lord help you. I mean, don't you stop crying out to the Lord till the Lord step in and change your circumstance. Till he take away all that stuff that's not like him. That's when you know he's helping you, right? Now, when he helps you, you praise him. As he helps you, you praise him and you thank him. You let the Lord know you appreciate him. Everything he's doing for you. You let him realize, Jesus, you're being gracious and merciful to me. And I do not deserve any of it, right? That's true. That's true. Thank the Lord for that word, whosoever. Whosoever is what? With that, 1 John, what did I say? 5 and 1. 1 John 5 and 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. Huh? So nobody don't want you to believe that Jesus is the Christ but the devil. Nobody don't want you to believe that Jesus is God but the devil himself. He don't want you to see that. He doesn't want you to understand that. He wants to keep that thing hidden in your mind. Huh? Why? Because he don't want that light. The light is the life. Huh? Come on. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. Life is the light. Huh? He don't want light to shine in you. Meaning he don't want life to get inside of you. Huh? That's why that devil don't want you to be down there tarrying, calling on the name of Jesus. Because he knows that the name is life. Huh? Come on, saints. The name is life. And if you want to live, you got to let your soul cry out, Jesus. Huh? Out of the depths of that inner man, Jesus. Why? Because you're saying, Jesus, I want life, right? I don't want death. I want life. Huh? I want life. Huh? Beautiful thing about being in life. You saw our sister rejoicing. Huh? How you know this thing is right, Lord Jesus? Because you saw our sister rejoicing. And she wasn't being trampled. Huh? She wasn't being pushed down to the ground. Wasn't nobody stepping on her. She was free to praise him. But when you look at Satan's environment. Huh? All those people that were in Texas at that concert. And look at how many people have died just going to listen to the devil's music. Huh? You don't die listening to Jesus music, but you sure will die listening to Satan, right? And you think you're going to sue your way out of it. You say, if I sue, I feel better. No, you won't. You still got to deal with sin in the morning, right? Wage of sin is still death. I don't care how many dollars you get. You're still death. But look, when you are able to come in here and praise the Lord and be free, be free. Just to tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Nobody but the devil don't want you to do that. Devil would just want you to just sit back like a bump on the log. Be a spectator. Oh, yeah, just be looking around. And I'm wondering, what in the devil are you looking for? Don't you know this is the time to praise Jesus? We just sitting there looking. Up and down. And you're not even using what the Lord gave you. You won't even open up your mouth and say, Jesus. Some of y'all was looking while the songs of praise was going forth. Same thing, Jesus. What, Jesus? Jesus. Just sitting there looking. I said, what in the world is wrong with you? That devil has blinded your mind. That's how I tell you this thing is real. He's blinded your mind. He's blinding your mind. Here it is. Life is trying to do what? Come into you. And he's blinding your mouth. You refuse to open up your mouth. And say the only saving name. Can say there's no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven, right? Given among men whereby you what? You must be saved. You don't even believe it. Because if you believe it, you'll call it. So you're not even in that whosoever. I'm trying to get you there, but you ain't there yet. How you know I ain't there? It's because I'm looking at your actions. Actions speak louder than words. What are you doing, right? What are you physically doing? What are you physically doing? You can't let the devil make you an unbeliever. You got to hold on to this with everything inside of you. Whosoever does what? Believe it. That Jesus is the Christ. Is what? They're born of God. So Alice, you say, Alice, God, I'm trying to get born again. Keep on believing in him. Don't you stop believing in Jesus. Don't you stop believing in him. Ain't nobody but the devil. When you're down there calling on his name, he don't want you to believe in Jesus. He wants you to believe in everything else. He wants you to focus on everything else. What's going on in your body? How you're feeling? That's yourself. That's yourself. He wants you to focus on your problems. That's yourself. You got to get out of yourself. You've got to forget about yourself, right? Got to forget about yourself. And just simply believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the anointed one. In other words, he is the power. Jesus is the power. See, I was kind of, my knees ain't acting right. Jesus is the power. Do y'all believe that? Jesus is the power. It's not another surgery. It's not therapy. But Jesus is the power. You got to say it with conviction. Jesus, get in my knees and give my knees life, right? Give them life, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Give them life. Not so that I can sin more, but that I might do what? Praise you. Give my knees life so that I can really praise you. Praise you like I want to praise you. Praise you like you deserve to be praised, Jesus. That's true. That's true. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born. And that, isn't that a beautiful thing? The birthing process. See, that devil don't want you to be born. Come on, mothers. You all know when it's trying to deliver that child, you feel like giving up. You feel like giving up because you're in pain. You feel like giving up because you're tired. But you thank the Lord for those that are in the room. Tell you to push. Push, right? All I'm doing is telling you, call Jesus. Call Jesus. Call Jesus. Call Jesus, right?
Jesus,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tell him, call him. Call him some more. Call him some more. Call him some more. Call him some more. Why? Because the name is your life, right? You want to live, you need the name, right? The name is your life. And I want you to be bold. I want you to be bold. I want that baby to be bold. I want that baby to come out and make some noise. On the day of Pentecost, that baby came out. And that baby made some noise, didn't it? He said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And fire sat on each of them. And it appeared unto them cloven tongues as of that baby made some noise, right? Folk that were on the outside didn't know what was going on. They said, what is the meaning of this? All they heard was these babies being born, speaking the marvelous works of Jesus Christ. Peter said, that same thing can happen to you. Whosoever should do what? Call on the name of the Lord, they shall be. In other words, you won't stay in sin. Not when you call on Jesus. Not with some passion and some enthusiasm. When you call on Jesus like you really want him, he will save you, right? He will save you. Regardless of where you at, he will save you. Oh, yes, he will save you. He will deliver you. Right where that devil's trying to blind your mind, Jesus will deliver you. Jesus will tell that darkness, no more. Darkness has an authority. And you need someone with greater authority to speak over the authority of darkness, right? Yeah, Jesus is the greatest power. And Jesus will speak to darkness. Oh, yes, he will. How do you know it? Go back to the beginning. Because scripture said the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the authority of darkness was great. But God in his authority said, let there be light, right? And what happened there was light, right? Great authority. Jesus has great authority. But you got to want birth. You got to want to live. Nobody but the devil will make you feel complacent. Make you think, I'm all right. But I'm trying to tell you, you're still walking in darkness. And you need the Lord to deliver you. That word deliver means to pick you up and take you up out of it. Deliver you from out of darkness. Bring you into what? The marvelous light. That's true. Whosoever is born of whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that does what? That's all you are. That's why you say, Elder Scott, y'all ain't got a whole lot of people. We will never have a whole lot of people. I don't know what you call a whole lot. But their numbers will always be few. Why? Because folk don't want to love Jesus. That's all. They want to fall in love with one another. They want to fall in love with one another. Just sex it all up. But they do not want to fall in love with Jesus. It's all right. They don't want to fall in love with Jesus. All I'm trying to do is get you to fall in love with Jesus. To love him like he deserves to be loved. Love Jesus while you're driving down the street. That Lord should stop you on your tracks. Say, Jesus, I love you, right? While you're walking down the sidewalk, that Lord should just stop you. Just look up into heaven and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. You walking out the doctor's office. He will give you all kind of reports. You say, Jesus, I can still walk. I can still move. Jesus, I love you. Lord, just looking for you to love him back. Huh? Yeah, that's the truth. Don't get me off. What is that? Love it, yeah. Come on. Come on. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Love him more than you loved your mother. Say, my mother means so much to me, but you got to love Jesus more than you love your mother. Huh? My dad was my best friend. We did everything together. I could always talk to him. He was always, you got to love Jesus more than your daddy. Huh? More than your sister or your brother. More than your husband or your wife. More than your children. You got to love Jesus the most, right? Tell us, God, that's not fair. But what about them? See, the love of Jesus, I'm going to tell you how this love works. The love of Jesus will help you love them. The love of Jesus will draw you to them and give you what to say. Huh? To keep that bond together. Huh? But when you in your flesh, you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. You'll make matters worse.
Yes.
You'll make matters worse. Huh? You'll make it worse. It was bad when you came in, and it's going to be worse when you get out. Why? Because you ain't doing it through the love of Jesus. Huh? When I call y'all in the office and talk to you, all I'm trying to do is just get you to love Jesus. If you love Jesus like you're supposed to, it won't be no problem with you loving one another. Devil make you think you're loving Jesus and you hating your brother. You can't get along with your brother. Jesus said, there ain't no love. Huh? How could you say you love me whom you've never seen? And you hate your brother who you see every day? That's not love, right? That ain't no love. You holding on to grudges. I ain't tend to go there, but it's the truth. You holding on to grudges. And it's Scott, how do you know you're holding on to grudges? Because you're still talking about it. You're still thinking about it. That means you're holding on to it. Huh? And you need to go to the altar and let that thing go. Ask the Lord to help you, right? Help me, Jesus. Help me let that feeling go. Huh? Help me to let it go so that I can love you. And in the process of loving you, I'll love them. Huh? Didn't the Lord tell you to love your enemies? Huh? That's Jesus' teaching, isn't it? He said, love your enemies. How can I do this? Look at Jesus. Huh? Look at Jesus. Didn't Jesus wash Judas' feet? Huh? Didn't Jesus tell Judas personally, whatever you're going to do, go do it quickly. Huh? Jesus didn't use it as a talking point. Huh? After Judas left, Jesus didn't go to talking about Judas. Amen, Lord Jesus. Huh? Don't you do that, saints. Don't wait for people to get out from your presence and then you start running your mouth about them. If you got something to say about them, you go to them. Huh? Be man enough, be woman enough to go to them and tell them every issue you got about them. Huh? Don't go to nobody else.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't no sense in me going to Darian and talking about Deacon James. If I got a problem with Deacon James would know. I'm going to come to him. Huh? I'm going to come to Deacon. I'm going to talk to Deacon about my problem. And ain't no sense in me after I talk to Deacon James about my problem with him. Didn't come find Mother Bessie. Yeah, you know, because I had to talk to Deacon James. And this was going on, and this is what I said, because he did this. Nah, Jesus said, that ain't no love. That's what you call is gossip. Huh? That's gossip. And they say, mind your business. Work with your own hands and mind your business, right? Huh? Does that make sense? All right, saints, that's true. Whosoever is born, whosoever loveth, yes,
that begot, loveth
yes,
him also, that
yes,
begotten
yes.
By If we know that we love the
children, we love who?
Children of God. When we love God.
Yeah.
And keep His commandments.
When we do what?
And keep His commandments.
Yeah. We got to do what the Lord say do. We can't compromise. Huh? Jump back over there to Isaiah 5 and 20. You can't compromise. Don't you do this. Don't you be deceived by Satan to do this. Don't think this way. Because the writer done told you, whoa. You want to be blessed, don't you? I want to be blessed. And since I want to be blessed, the Lord is telling me, avoid this kind of thinking. What kind of thinking, Lord Jesus? Woe unto them that call good evil. Huh?
All evil good.
Yes, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. I got a message about to give you all from Bishop years ago about focusing on the future. And he came right out and said it. He said, don't you let the devil talk you out the church. Came right out and said it. Said that the Lord saved you here. He intend for you to stay here. Came right out and said it. Huh? But I see a whole lot of people being fooled. Huh? Why? Because they found fault. Huh? Ain't no fault in Jesus. Ain't no errors in Jesus. Huh? They find fault. You ain't going to find no fault in Jesus. Devil will make you run out there and cheat to try to find something else, and there's nothing out there but death. Huh? Nothing out there but death. Lord brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You let that devil fool you and call what is good evil. And call evil good. You know you evil. You know you evil. Making all kind of backdoor deals. Huh? And call it Jesus. That ain't no Jesus. It's the devil. Devil done got in your mind. You made a backdoor deal. Having all these negotiations. Huh? All of these little cliques. Huh? Call them fellowships. See, the devil know how to fellowship too. The devil know how to be unified too. We together. We love. The devil know how to call it love too. But it's lust. It's fleshly. It's earthly. It's devilish. It's sensual. Huh? It's not of Jesus. It's not of Jesus. That wisdom don't come from above. That wisdom comes from the earth. It's divisive. Huh? Lord done told you if I destroy that which the Lord has blessed to be built up, that makes me a transgressor. Huh? When you got a mind to destroy what the Lord has built up. Huh? I can say flat footed. The Lord Jesus gave Bishop and Mother Johnson the mind to start friendship. And He built that work up. So if the Lord Jesus is not going to give me a mind to destroy what He built up, right? Jesus ain't going to give me that kind of mind to do that. Huh? But the devil will. The devil will make me say it used to be good, but now it's what? Evil. And the Lord don't say blessing to you. The Lord say woe to you. That call what?
Evil. That call evil good and good evil.
Keep going.
That put darkness
for what?
Light.
Now you're not even looking at your behaviors. Your behaviors were done in darkness. If they were done in light, that means everybody would know. Does that make sense? When don't nobody know but you and about two or three others, that's darkness. That's what you call a conspiracy. Huh? That'd be like Deacon James going with Darian. And he know Darian is my son. But every 5 minutes, taking him back in the back, saying, you know, your dad ain't acting the way he used to act. He's a good man, but he ain't doing the way he used to do. I see how he be getting on you all the time. Sometimes you don't feel like, you don't have to do all of that. You don't have to say it like that. And then when he come back out, praise the Lord, Elder Scott. How you doing? Good to see you, man. I'm doing anything for you, brother. Then I'm wondering why Darian acting all standoffish with me. Dad, I don't have no... Dad, where you going, Dad? Well, I'm going to go over such and such church. I just want to go spend a little bit of time with them over at their church. Why are you thinking like that, man? And little do I know that was the devil right there. Huh? I ain't calling him no devil, but you know what I mean. That was the devil right there. Because he was the one that started it over. And he didn't do it in the light. Huh? He did it way in darkness. That's why I say it's up to Darren to make sure he recognizes darkness when it comes. When somebody pull you to the side and say stuff negative, that's not no light. Darren should have looked at him and said, man, if you got a problem with him, you need to go to him and talk to him yourself. Be man enough. Right? Huh? Go to him and talk to him yourself. I did tell him already. Well, then y'all should be okay. If it ain't okay, you need to go talk some more. But that last time I checked, what you saying ain't got nothing to do with me. You the one got the problem in going about your business. Right? Huh? Does that make sense? Huh? What does it say? Darkness. They call darkness what? They call darkness light. And call light darkness. Huh? What do they call bitter? And you don't want that, saints. When you think like that, that means the devil got control of your mind. He is having influence on you. And we don't want Satan to have influence on our thinking. Why don't we want him to have influence on our thinking? Because that's what the text said. That if the gospel be hid, it's hid unto them that are what? Lost. In whom the God of this world have done what? Blinded the minds of them that do what? And what is he trying to do? Lest the light. He doesn't want the light to do what? Come inside of me. He doesn't want it to come in me. Long as he can keep me in sin, thinking like a sinner, behaving like a sinner, talking like a sinner, he's happy. Because he knows the wage of sin is what? You are going to die. But when you start to say, I don't want to live like this no more, you got a Lord Jesus help me kind of attitude. That's how you know when the Lord is working. Because when the Lord will send someone to tell you some errors, and you won't fight it. You won't fight it. Because they see something that you don't see. You say, Lord Jesus, help me. I said, Lord, I didn't. And you tell my brother, sister, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to do that. You don't try to make excuses. Because you don't want that to be who you are. You ask the Lord, immediately, Jesus, help me. And I mean, that thing breaks your heart. And if that person is telling you sincerely, they will love you through it. Do y'all understand when I say love you through it? I mean, they will be right there with you to help you to get stronger in it. They won't use it as a talking point. When I say talking point, a little means to do what? Gossip. Huh? That's true. Always remember that. That tongue is a world of iniquity. Huh? It'll kill people. It sets the whole world on. Y'all realize wars start because people don't know what to stop using that mouth. Sometimes you go ask them soldiers, why are you over there? They have no idea. I don't know. We just here. Because the president is in charge and he told us to come and shoot the guns. Shoot the guns, why? The other side don't have no idea either. All they know is that these two men in these offices don't like one another. And they just talk about one another like dogs. Huh? And they do things in darkness. Huh? Hmm? Are we doing it? We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. You're lying. You're doing it because you want something that they got and they don't want to give it to you. That's all it is. It's a resource that another country has and they don't want to let it go. They don't want to let it go for the price that the other country is willing to pay for it. And because they say, I'm stronger than you and I don't have to bend down and negotiate with you, I'm going to take it. Isn't that the truth? Huh? We do it as adults, but you see children do it. Children do it in the classrooms. One child got one toy and the other child don't want to let that toy go. You see anger build up in that child. And that child goes and finds a way and he snatches that toy away from that child. See? That's what Paul said. When I was a child, I behaved as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put... See, we ain't got a whole lot of men. We ain't got a whole lot of adult thinking people. We old in the body. But our brains is 5 and 6 years old. We still think like little children. Huh? He said, she said. Huh? Huh? It's true. Amen. You might not like it, but it's the truth. It's true. It's true. I done seen folk 90 years old still do the same thing. Me said they ain't talking to me. I ain't calling them because they ain't calling me. I don't talk to them because they don't talk to me. I ain't going to talk to them. I ain't going to say nothing to them because they don't say nothing to me. I just asked you, did you call and see if they're still alive? They don't care about me. I don't care about them. But who there when they die? First one there. You liar. You're a liar. You are a liar. First one standing, then nobody knew them like me. We was best friends. You're a liar. Friend, don't treat one another like that. You can always tell when folk are really close because they don't do all that crying at the funeral. They don't do all that crying at the funeral. They don't do it because they already realize I was with them already all this time and I understood that it was time for them to go. I wish I had a little bit more time. Folk that do what they supposed to do don't say stuff like that. They just don't. When you do what you're supposed to do, you won't think that way. You realize the chapter has closed. Huh? And it's time for you to keep on living. Right? I do for my wife like I'm supposed to because one day one of us is going to die. Right? And I don't want to be all broken up, can't function, can't think, can't eat. Huh? I say, well, I just got to, what's wrong with her? Those things I just don't feel like preaching this morning. And y'all, please don't be like, oh, Elder Scudder, we understand. Don't you say that. You better say, Elder Scudder, get yourself together and give us what thus saith the Lord, right? Huh? That's the truth. Get yourself together and give us what thus saith the Lord. Forget about yourself and concentrate on Jesus. Right? That's right. It's not like Jesus. Right? Ain't no way you could be preaching to us all these years. And then when it comes time to perform, act, you are nowhere to be found. Where is he at? He had to go on a sabbatical. He's going to be gone away for a couple of months to get himself together. All right, get himself together. What if Jesus did that? What if Jesus just left the earth alone for a second? For 1 second. Because he said he had to get himself. Where would we be? There'd be no gravity. All of it would stop. Waters and everything would just go. Huh? What if he said that? I just need a moment to get myself together. All right. You better call Jesus as well. All right, saints, I'm done. I try to put a little smile on your face.